the whole Halloween thing. Should they do it? Should the city do it? Right now it's a go, but we'll see. I know every city probably across the country is taking a look at this. Health officials to decide whether it's the right thing to do or not. A lot of you on the text line seem to be saying, yeah, go ahead with it. Do it safely. Some are saying that is there a worse holiday during a pandemic than Halloween, where you're going door to door, strangers, and you know, interacting and yelling out trick or treat, all the aerosols that'll spread. So, you know, that's the other side of the coin there. But here's somebody who will definitely agree. I think that the Halloween should go on because he's at Fantasy Costumes, George Garcia, and that is the center of the universe we know here in Chicago when it comes to that time of year. How you doing, George?
Fine. How are you, Anna?
You know, okay. I was wondering what the health officials would say here, and I guess so far we don't have a word on this.
Well, I think kids are going to trick or treat, and I think they're going to have a lot of house parties and little parties here and there. I mean, everyone needs a break.
Yeah.
And the kids wear masks.
Did we lose you, George?
No.
You said, so the kids wear masks and you can kind of make it safe.
The kids wear masks in the costumes and they wear gloves and stuff. So I think they would be safe and stuff. And they are going to trick or treat, different block parties and house parties and stuff like that. I'm sure.
It's one of my favorite holidays. I just love it. Especially, you know, when you have kids, you know, that kind of thing. They get into it. It's super fun. I usually love it, and I just wonder how everyone's going to get creative this year and celebrating it in the way that they feel comfortable.
I think they will. People have great imaginations, and they're going to let loose. I really firmly believe it. In fact, I was at the store this morning, and people were buying masks, and they were buying kids' costumes and makeup. So I was impressed, you know. We had 3-4 customers in there.
So is the mask kind of part of the costume now? Because you can incorporate that.
Well, we also have the rubber latex mask, which we have about 1,000 different types, and we sold a couple of those this morning, and they were like $65, $35. And most of the costumes have masks with the kids' costumes. All the superheroes and stuff have masks and stuff like that, and they have gloves, so they're pretty safe.
Are there pandemic-related costumes that you've seen out there?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, they have these white suits that people are buying and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think so. I don't think they want that. They want to get into makeup, into horror, into everything. You know, everything goes during Halloween time.
Yeah, it does. It sure does. George, hey, what's the most popular so far? I know it's early. It's September, early September. But is there any sort of feeling of what people like? Are they going political this year?
The superheroes are going great, and Trump masks are going good, and we're doing a lot of Trump wigs. So we do the customized wigs for any type of character, movie star, whatever. So that really helps us out because most people don't do that.
Well, you guys do such a fine job at Fantasy Costumes, and I bet it still gets busy. I know you're going to do social distancing and all that kind of thing.
We are. We have all the things, the thermometers and this and that, and yes.
Normally that line is like a half a mile long. Now it'll be like a mile.
Not anymore, because the last week we're open 24 hours. But this week we don't know what we're going to do the last week.
Yeah.
But normally we're open 24 hours the last 7 days for the last 20 years. So this year we may go longer hours and just a couple nights for 24 hours. We haven't decided yet. We want to see how things are going.
All right. Well, thank you for weighing in, George. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Fantasy Costumes, George Garcia. You know, it's interesting. Halloween this year falls on a Saturday, too, which normally, you know how the city goes. You know how places go when it's on a Saturday. It gets a little crazy. I just wonder this year how scaled back that will be, what we'll see out there. Tribune Editorial Board, they wrote a nice piece on this today, saying, pleading with the mayor to please do not cancel Halloween. And Michael Lev is part of the Tribune Editorial Board. And so happy you found time to talk to us. How you doing, Michael?
Hi, Anna. I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
So you made the case, and it's a strong one, I'll say, and it's a fun one. It's a fun read in the Chicago Tribune about why you should not cancel the Halloween, and you're kind of speaking directly to Mayor Lightfoot and all the things that the reasons why. What's the best case for it, Michael?
Well, first of all, it was just fun to write something. You know, it has its serious side, but, you know, we write a lot of serious stuff. You know, everyone in the newspaper business does. So to we need a break too, like everybody. And that's sort of the point here. And that is, given the numbers, given where we are with the pandemic, given the fact that everybody knows how to take care of themselves, it doesn't seem too much of a stretch to encourage the mayor and everyone to you know, be responsible, but take your kids out, let them go out and trick or treat. Do it socially responsibly. You know, the way I think of it is, if you can order a pizza and have it no touch delivered, then, you know, trick or treating can be sort of the same thing in reverse. You go and you know, your kid opens your bag up and gets the candy and goes, no touch, no risk. Seems okay to me.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because Dr. Most had pointed out, I think the biggest point, the biggest challenge would be the spitting of the trick-or-treat and the shouting and the other things kids do. But if they're wearing masks and they're wearing it in schools mm-hmm. now and they're getting used to it, I know, although even the young kids, I know, they're getting used to wearing them. My 5-year-old nephew, he's wearing a mask all the time. He wears it in a restaurant until he starts eating, and they're getting used to doing it. You can incorporate it into your Halloween costume, I suppose.
Oh, exactly. You know, and I think there's a funny dichotomy here too. And you know, who are the kids who love Halloween who are not acting responsibly? It's not the little kids, it's the college kids, right? The kids back on campus don't seem to be getting the message. And so if college kids don't get to celebrate, you know, Halloween on campus because their campus is closed, because they were partying irresponsibly, well, that's on them. The little kids, absolutely, whether they're going to school or whether they're, you know, being taught from home, they get it. They know how to, they're wearing their masks. They're being responsible, and I think we can give them this. Every parent has to make his or her own decision. But this is a way to talk about some of those big things, but also in a fun way. And, yeah, and then maybe get in the mayor's ear a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now, I hope that she, and it's not just her. It's every mayor in Illinois. It's the governor, too. Everyone's going to have to make these decisions about what to do.
So I know the mayor reads the Tribune. I'm sure every good mayor does. And I was just wondering, have you heard any kind of response yet? Or if reading the tea leaves here, do you have any feeling on where this decision will be here in the city of Chicago?
No, haven't heard from her. But I don't know. Like I said, I think we make a pretty good case.
You do.
I looked again at where Illinois is, and I talked to an expert who I consult on some of these things, and things are holding steady pretty nicely here, especially in the Chicago area. We are not through the dark, scary woods yet, but you know, the positivity rate for tests in the city is 5%, well below the 8% target. Things are stable. Everyone knows the right way to behave, and that's why I think there's a window here to say, come on, you know, let them go trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
The indoor parties you can't do, I don't think, this year, but letting the kids walk the neighborhood and have some fun, socially distant. My kids are too old to do it, but I can't wait to see the kids in my neighborhood come by.
Oh, yeah, and you end the piece saying, Halloween, we get the sense, is going to happen with or without the blessing of politicians. So, you know, how about one more small nod to normalcy? And it's a great read in the Chicago Tribune. Michael Love, thanks for calling in the show. And we'll see. Let me know if the mayor responds, please.
We will. Thanks, and happy Halloween early to you.
Thank you. We'll be happy one way or the other, and you'll like it, no matter the way. What way did we handle it? We don't know. Thank you, Michael. Dan, go ahead. You're on WGN. You got an idea about how to do it, trick-or-treating?
Hi. It's pretty simple. Like, as there's like a lot of curbside, more or less pickups and pickups, if you will. Just have like the homeowners and the trick-or-treaters like meet them halfway with a distance. It could be on the stoop, could be in the driveway. Just meet them halfway, and I think all parties would be satisfied.
What if you can put like a little trail down, like, you know, here's the little candy bars and a trail, like, here, just, you know, pick up one, or
depending on where you live, that might like have like varmints like pick it up, but no, you meet them halfway, you know, within a distance, and I believe everyone would be satisfied, especially the kids.
It's a great idea, and I do think people are getting creative this year. Thank you, Dan, for that.
You're welcome.
We got a couple of other texts here, too. How about a zip line for small bags of candy? 815. That's pretty extensive, but if you can set that up, it sounounds like a good idea. Hey, Anna, 815, I'm not spending the night opening my door to kids yelling trick-or-treat at me. Not going to do it. Sorry, kids. You're going to have the lights out. It's going to be one of those houses. And this is what you were talking about, Mary, the 217 with trunk or treat. People decorate their open trunks with lights and decorations. The adults are often wearing costumes and they hand out the candy to the kids and
right.
go trunk to trunk in the parking lot. My church does this, this texter writes. And I just wonder, but how is that any different?
Well, you're outside and the kids won't be in your face, you know, yelling trick or treat because the trunk will be open. And they'll just take it out of the trunk. You don't have to hand it to them. They could mm-hmm. just take it out of the trunk, and you could be standing 6 feet away in your scary costume and have fun with it. Or you could put some coffin in your trunk or something and have somebody, you know, some dummy come flying out.
I always love those houses that they try to scare the bejesus out of all the children that come there.
People do so much work. It's great.
They totally do it. I do. That's why I love the holiday. 630. Hey, at first it was kind of funny. Somebody on Facebook posted, just have the kids stand on the front lawn dressed up for Halloween and people could drive by and give them candy. Just kind of throw it. That's more like the Kevin Powell approach, just sort of blasting it out of a cannon or throwing it at the kids.
Just chuck it at them.
Yeah.
Make it a game.
Catch.
Like it's a parade.
Go along, kid. Snickers coming your way.
Yeah. Here's a candy apple. Catch it.
Go full candy bars, by the way, this year. Treat the kids if you do it, because the full candy bar houses are the best houses.
And there's not going to be a lot of houses, I have a feeling, participating if it happens. So,
king-size candy bars is the way to go.
Absolutely.
I love those houses, and you get to know those houses, don't you, as a kid? Like, that's the one that we go there first, get the good stuff.
Or that's the one that hands them Mary Jane's.
Or the wrapped, the black and orange wrapped peanut
that nobody ever ate because the plastic was like melted into it or the wax, whatever.
They always feel like they're 10 years old too. Like, you're like, wait a minute, they didn't just make this.
You pulled this out of the closet, didn't you?
It's like, this is from last year. Speaking of last year, 309, also remember last Halloween was lost due to snow. Remember that? Don't lose two in a row. Yeah, remember we had snow.
Last year was the worst. It was horrible conditions.
Oh, it was.
Remember people were changing it to the weekend?
Yes.
Because it was so bad that day?
Yeah, they kind of...
Like a Friday or whatever?
Kind of canceled.
Yeah, but we had leftover candy, and we could eat it all.
And we got a lot of that at the station, so that could be, you know, what happens.